figure at the edge of the lava pool raised its flaming hand, and a wave of intense heat washed over the companions. Trinity, Ghost, Keo, and Switch shielded their faces, but it was too late. The flames had already begun to consume them, their bodies crackling and popping as they succumbed to the inferno. Trinity felt her strength waning, her vision blurring as the flames engulfed her. She knew she had to think fast if she wanted to save Keo's life. With a surge of adrenaline, she pushed Ghost and Switch aside, using her body to shield Keo from the worst of the heat. As the flames licked at her skin, Trinity felt herself being consumed by them. Her vision began to fade, but she refused to give up. She knew that Keo was counting on her, and she would do anything to save his life. With a final burst of strength, Trinity pushed forward, using her body to shield Keo from the flames. The last thing she saw was Keo's terrified face, his eyes locked on hers as he realized what she was doing. Trinity felt herself being pulled towards the lava pool, her body burning away piece by piece. She knew that this was it, she would never see the light of day again. But she didn't care. As long as Keo was safe, she had done her job. And then everything went black. Keo stared at Trinity's lifeless body in horror, his eyes wide with shock and grief. He had seen her sacrifice herself to save him, and it was too much for him to bear. Ghost and Switch tried to comfort him, but he pushed them away, unable to process what had just happened. The figure at the edge of the lava pool spoke again, its voice like a gentle breeze on a summer day. "You may have failed," it said, "but you will not leave empty-handed." With that, it reached out and touched Keo's forehead, imbuing him with a strange energy. The flames surrounding them began to die down, revealing the ring lying on the ground. "You may take the ring," the figure said, "but know that its power comes at great cost. You will never be able to forget what Trinity did for you." Keo picked up the ring, feeling its weight and significance in his hand. He looked around, taking in the devastation and destruction that surrounded him. And then he saw Ghost and Switch, who were staring at him with tears in their eyes. "I'm so sorry," Keo whispered, his voice cracking with emotion. "I'm so sorry it had to end like this," the figure spoke again, its voice like a gentle breeze on a summer day. "It is not the end of your journey," it said. "But for now, rest and mourn your losses. You will need all your strength for what lies ahead." As Keo opened his eyes, he found himself standing in a vast, empty plain. The lava pit was gone, replaced by a seemingly endless expanse of cracked earth and twisted rock formations. He looked around, disoriented, trying to get his bearings. Ghost and Switch stood beside him, their faces etched with grief and confusion. They had lost Trinity, and the weight of that loss hung heavy in the air. Keo felt a pang of sadness in his chest. He missed Trinity already, her fiery spirit and unwavering bravery. He remembered the way she would always stand up for what was right, even when it meant putting herself in harm's way. "AJ for Trinity," Keo whispered, feeling a lump form in his throat. "We have to do something to honor her memory," Ghost and Switch nodded in agreement. They had come too far together to let Trinity's sacrifice be in vain. Together, the three of them walked across the plain, searching for some sign or clue that would tell them where they were meant to go next. But as they walked, Keo couldn't shake the feeling that they were being watched. "What do we do now?" Ghost asked, her voice barely above a whisper. "We keep moving forward," Keo said, his jaw set in determination. "We have to get out of this place and find a way back home." As they continued on their journey, Keo felt the weight of Trinity's death bearing down on him. He knew that he would never be able to forget what she had done for him, and that thought filled him with a mix of emotions, sadness, gratitude, and determination. Keo walked alone across a desolate plain, his mind consumed by memories of Trinity. He thought back to when they were together, fighting side by side against impossible odds. He remembered her fiery spirit, her unwavering determination, and her unshakable loyalty. And then, a memory popped into his head, Louise. Keo felt a pang of sadness as he recalled the way she would smile at him, the way she would laugh with him, the way she would hold him in her arms. He remembered the happy times they had shared, the love they had made, and the life they had built together. But Switch's voice cut through his reverie like a knife. "Keo, remember what we talked about. What do you mean?" Keo asked, his eyes narrowing. "But Louise," Switch said gently. "She wasn't real, Keo. She was just part of the Matrix." Keo's face contorted in anger and betrayal. He felt like he had been punched in the gut. All this time, Trinity had been keeping secrets from him. And now, it seemed that everything they had experienced together, including his memories of Louise, were all just a simulation. "Louise is real," Keo said, his voice shaking with rage and grief. "She was my wife, my partner, my everything." Switch took a step back, her eyes wide with alarm. "Keo, I'm sorry," but Keo wasn't listening. His anger consumed him, driving him forward like a force of nature. He knew exactly what he wanted to do. "Revenge," he growled, his voice low and deadly. "I want revenge," as Keo stormed off into the desolate landscape, his rage and grief driving him forward like a wild animal. Switch and Ghost followed close behind, trying to calm him down but unable to penetrate the storm of emotions raging within him. "Keo, stop," Switch pleaded, his voice barely audible over the howling wind. "You're going to hurt yourself." But Keo wouldn't listen. He was consumed by his anger and pain, driven by a desire for revenge against the figure who had taken Trinity from him. "Revenge," he growled, his eyes blazing with fury. "I'll get my revenge." Switch and Ghost tried to intervene, but Kyo pushed them away, sending them stumbling backward into each other. "This is madness, Kyo!" Ghost shouted, his voice lost in the wind. "We can't keep going on like this." But Kyo didn't care. He was beyond reason, driven by primal urge for destruction and retribution. And he would stop at nothing to get it. The argument between the three friends escalated until they were shouting over each other. Switch slammed his fist onto the ground, his eyes blazing with frustration. "I hate this new name," he spat, his voice trembling with rage. "I was Geely for years, and I didn't want to be that. I just want to be known as myself, as Martin." Kyo sneered at him, his face twisted in a snarl. "I don't care what you want," he growled. "Trinity is dead, and nothing else matters," but Ghost intervened before things got out of hand, placing a calming hand on Kyo's shoulder. "Kyo, listen to us," he said softly. "We can't keep going on like this. We have to work together if we're going to make it through this." The three friends stood there for a moment, the only sound the howling wind. Then Kyo nodded slowly, his anger dissipating. "You know what?" he said, his voice heavy with emotion. "I think I'm tired of being Kyo too." Ghost and Switch exchanged a look, and then they were all nodding in agreement. "All right," Ghost said, his voice firm. "Let us go back to our original names, Carl, Darren, and Martin." Carl smiled wryly, a small spark of peace igniting within him. "Yeah," he said. "I think I'll miss being Kyo, though." Martin snorted in disgust. "Good riddance," he muttered. "Now let us get moving."